the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyah. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear listeners, previously we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience إلا في وقت, except when you أيقظتني لمحبتك. You awakened me because of your love. Regarding the concept of love of the Almighty Allah, we have discussed throughout the previous episodes, but one or two other aspects remain to be discussed. The first point is that love of Allah is the element that protects man from the punishment. If sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah and expose him to his punishment, the love of Allah protects one from his chastisement. Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, says in a whispered prayer, O Allah, my sins have indeed frightened me, but my love of you has given me protection. And this is one of those points that the true lovers of the Almighty Allah shall bear in mind. Now, another aspect that remains to be discussed is those levels of love. Because love is not something that has a fixed set. It is actually a relative term. So we have different levels of love. The hearts of the people are at different levels and stages in relation to the love of the Almighty Allah. This is something that we will discuss after a short break.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So as we said, as we concluded, the hearts of the people are at different levels of love. When we consider the Almighty Allah and the action and amal based on that. Among the instances of love is a kind of love which is so superficial and weak that it only remains unnoticed even by the lover himself. And yet, among its instances is the kind of love which fills the heart of the person, such that it does not leave any empty space for anything other than the Almighty Allah. Things which people take as amusement and which occupy their time from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. But this one instance is actually such that it does not leave any empty space in it for these things. But yet, there is another level of love in which one is not satisfied with the remembrance of Allah even, with standing before Him. The thirst of love is not quenched by remembering Him, by remembrance, by invoking Him, by praying to Him, by performing good deeds for His sake. However long his standing and prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be, such person whose heart is filled with this kind of love, this person is not quenched. This love is not quenched. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in a supplication, "O my master, I am hungry of your love, such that I can never feel satisfied. I am thirsty of your love, such that it cannot be quenched. Oh, my yearning for he who sees me while I am unable to see him." In the whispered prayer of Muftaqirin, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "Nothing will cool my burning thirst but reaching to you. Nothing will quench my ardor except meeting you. And nothing will damp my yearning but gazing upon your face." So, we have different levels of love. Among the other signs of the love of Allah is that passionate love and burning thirst for Him. The things that are referred to in our traditions as walah. A phrase in Ziyarah of Aminullah says, "O Allah, Indeed, the hearts of those who surrender to you are full of passionate love. In his Munajat of Al-Dhakirin, Imam Zainul Abidin says, O Allah, the loving hearts are filled by you. Hearts find no serenity except in remembering you. Souls find no rest except in seeing you. And this is in fact the characteristic of the love-filled hearts, that they do not leave any space for anything else other than the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان